the end of the third hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. EJ Barton is my name, and we've been talking the last hour to Jenna about raising a troublesome adolescent, and from the very beginning as an infant, and how tricky the situation is, and the horrendous state of the educational system and bureaucracy, which is working against these young people mostly. But just to give out a quick call out to people at this hour, this is a new time. We're on the Barton Report, 9 p.m. to midnight, and Farron Show, if he wants to be known, I think, as Farron at the Alternative Media, is over at 8 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning. He's already been, but you can hear him on the archive about 12 hours after his program. And Farron is on 8 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning. But anyway, I think we have Brian, who is Jenna's partner, who knows all about this, but we're going to talk about same kind of bureaucracy attacking small business and eco-farming, if I'm using the right name. Is that fair to say, right, Brian? Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
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 Hello there, Brian. Like, get my volume up a bit higher. I know that line was very clear with Jenna. You heard most of that, yeah?
Yes, I did.
And et cetera. But taking it forward to, she referred to, you know, working on a farm there and logging and all the rest of it. It's a vast subject that you're involved in. You're describe what you do there and maybe lead it on then to the bureaucracy you have to put up with on just minding your own business there. You're attacked by bureaucracy. Describe what you do there. Is that fair to say in general terms?
Well, somewhat, but actually, I don't know that that's how I would describe my biggest dilemma. The bureaucracy is attacking all the people that have property. They're looking at $2,000 in a variety of tax bills, none of which they use. They're the ones under attack more so than us landless peasants because, you know, I've been monitoring what's going on since, you know, probably before 9/11, so I kind of stay one step ahead of the game, and we kind of live on a north-south orientated peninsula because of the glaciers, so there's really not a lot of deputy sheriffs that loop around out here. They're on a limited budget, so they only come around when they get a call, because we're not down in the metropolis. So I really don't have a huge problem. I, you know, avoid things like the burning of brush piles and that kind of thing. There's regulations and stipulations to it, and I just try and do it responsibly so that no neighbors call me in for a bunch of smoky fires, because I kind of know how to do it, and I could just name off, you know, the 20 ways that I make sure I don't have to get caught up in it. So
sure.
I play the game.
Are you free to grow whatever you want to grow there, and without interference, be it herbs or whatever? Is that free reign to grow whatever you want organically there?
That's my end. I put my arm on the phone. The answer to your question is, as far as I know, I can grow anything I want, and in Washington State, I could probably grow marijuana legally, but I'm not that sure on the laws. You probably have to give the state a cut of your crop, and so, yeah, I'm not thinking of anything that they would restrict me from growing, but I don't want you to get the wrong picture that this is a big farming community. That's all it was, and you know, 30 years ago, when I lived out on a dairy farm, I asked this mobile mechanic guy why he was working on some some of our equipment, and he laid it out to me, look, I work for loggers and farmers. That's all there is for employment. And then, you know, Microsoft came along and it became bedroom communities and people commuting by BMW and Mercedes. It's changed, but in the interim, this farming community of yesteryear, we lived on the last operating farm. We had 15 beef cows, and we put up our own hay, but the Agenda 21 entities that tried to convince the owner they ought to take the easy money from the government because, you know, farmers can't coexist with the natural world. Well, they bought up half of this farm. All the cows were sold. And it ends up being they take dead tree snags and stick them up in the field that some old grandpa cleared with a team of horses and dynamite all those stumps, and now they're replanting them with trees because, you know, protect the watershed, all of which they've bought. So you had a creek in your corner of your farm. Well, they have, you know, conservation district bylaws now will pay you a bunch of money, but, you know, you're restricted in utilizing it in the future. A lot of these laws are sound like they're not too inconvenient now, but, like, for instance, a guy told me, you know, I have a hunting license, but I read the fine print, and it says that if I'm under the influence of any substance, I'm not allowed to have this hunting license. Well, hell, this guy's got a green card so that he can legally purchase marijuana and realizes that in the future, this could all come crashing down on him. They're letting the laws go now, but if things continue in the nightmarish direction that you and I know they are going, 10 years from now, this could be beyond inconvenient and really difficult to turn around.
Sure. But the encroachment of local government laws, and like the same Britain, the powers that local authorities have now is obscene. Like, I'm going off on a slight different survey. In some parts of Britain, they're only collecting the rubbish and once a month from our urban society, and that's creating a rat problem. Here where I am, it's once a week. But I would rise up if they didn't collect, do rubbish collections every week. But they're trying to make people, recycling, that you become the recycling person for them. And they introduced a system here in the UK of these plastic bins, four different types of rubbish to put out, and sometimes there's two different lots of trucks come to collect the different stuff. But the cost of handling the stuff and the transportation, there's an awful lot to be said for burning key parts of rubbish. You know, plastic and glass to be recycled and paper, fair enough, that's straightforward. But the people who go on about food miles, they make this analogy, I'm probably not putting this very well. The food miles in Britain have, you know, the mileage that food travels before it's consumed has increased vastly because of the mega warehouses that the supermarkets have now. And the left wing are talking about, oh, we have to reduce food miles. But the miles, the waste miles, we'll call it, of recycling waste is ridiculous. It's absolutely obscene. And a lot of it could be burned in control towers with scrubbers. But, of course, the environmentalists won't have that. Oh, you can't burn this stuff. It's shocking. But I was talking to you one time about wood chip composted with chicken manure and animal waste is a fantastic fertilizer. Did any of that get going up there at all?
Well, like I said, we've been doing it since before you mentioned that. That's mm-hmm. pretty old information, especially if you live in a clay-type soil. you know, introducing sawdust from a sawmill or wood chips from these wood chippers.
And mixing it with animal manure and then composting it and finally putting it in the soil. The big obscenity is putting raw animal waste in the ground. That's totally destructive. But if it's composted properly and mixed over 8 weeks and then applied to the soil, it's a fantastic boost to the soil. You were going on about char.
Yeah, biochar. Yeah, what I like to eliminate the unnecessary labor. So, yeah, we run the chickens in an area. We throw everything that looks like compost in, and they process it into material, and we put sawdust in it. So we're basically putting wood and manure in the ground.
Sure.
And then we add this charcoal, which helps hold on to the nitrogen. Then we add green manure crops and till those in eventually. And like the clovers are nitrogen fixers, so it's taking nitrogen out of the air and putting it on the root nodes. And all that stuff is beneficial because compared to not doing it, it's not a big difficulty to understand. Yeah, this is actually a material with tilth. You can run a shovel through it, and it sinks right down in, and that is definitely not the case when we got here.
Mm-hmm. Very good. How many years have you been on that site?
This one, 8, and then I was at the before-mentioned last operating farm for 10 in front of that, I think. But, see, I don't go around complaining about how the encroachment is ruining my life. I'm too busy as an example to others, both young and old, trying to say, actually, I enjoy myself. I like having a body that can go out and do something every day. And I like the diversity, and it's always a challenge, especially old and ancient equipment and the like. But, you know, Jenna has a YouTube channel, which is currently got some examples of it on your Barden Report Chatango. There's some examples of her YouTube channel, and in my mind,
YouTube channel.
Well, I don't know what the name of it is, but I think if you went into YouTube and you said bulldozer with Jenna, you would go to one, and then YouTube will link you to other ones in the right-hand column. She's got 20 YouTubes up, but it's just examples of a bunch of old steel equipment that we've either made run or are using it for a variety of different purposes, and then we fabricate things as well so that we have a need and we put it together from a bunch of tools and steel, and we're actually agricultural
engineering.
Well, it's if you gotta do it, you don't get brownie points for how many hours of work you put in it. You get the brownie points for what did you actually accomplish, and that actually involves some pretty clear thinking. And you got to kind of chart your course every day. So if you're running from point A to point B to do something, maybe there's something over at point B that needs to go to point C or back to A. And once you clued into trying to accomplish things in that way, I'm saying that people that are monitoring me, both young and old, they kind of are envious, and they start paying attention, and they check out Jenna's YouTubes. You know, it's fun for a lot of people that are used to working to at least watch other people work in their spare time, football games, and going on holiday is just not something that people are drawn to. They're out to, hey, if I got to do this, which I'm interested in, here's a hell of a easy way of doing this and doing it right. And like I was describing with, well, you just put up a deer fence and run chickens in there, and then you just throw everything that looks like plant material in there for a couple years, and then you run the chickens over to the other side of the rectangle of deer fencing, and you grow vegetables in it. And you rotate back and forth. Well, hot damn, now you're on to something. You're saving trouble, and you're getting the eggs. You get to eat the chickens after they don't lay anymore. And look at those vegetables. Hell, you hardly have to water it. It's got so much sponge-like characteristics, and you didn't have to go to the store to buy it. I mean, the chicken grains, sure. Chicken grains expensive, but at least you're getting them to weed problem areas. And so I'm just giving you one of a few examples.
Mm-hmm. Sure. One of the things, I don't know if you have to do it on a big scale, but again, it's different. There's so many states of different rules. But there used to be a guy advertising in RBN, Hemp USA. Hemp is legally to grow in industrial hemp. It has hundreds, thousands of uses. It's grown in Canada. It's sold in the United States. But is it fair to say they've relaxed the rules on that? Do you know anything about that? Because it's a stunning product to grow, the uses you can put it to. You know anything about growing hemp?
And you can grow it anywhere. Why they aren't doing it, I don't know. I heard way back that, you know, it was the rubber companies and plastic companies that didn't want the competition of this incredibly strong fiber that you could grow anywhere. And but, PJ, what they really don't like is it's the autonomy that Lark talks about. You are not tied in to a, you know, big industrial deal. Each individual area is doing this on the side, and they're taking care of their own needs. Well, if you want to have a monopoly in this world, you got to crush this idea.
Oh yeah, but well, it was the multinationals who got hemp banned in the United States, and this is the problem in Britain and America and across the world. The multinationals are paying for their legislation to be made for them by these bought and paid for politicians. This is the real crime. In agriculture and Monsanto and all the rest of them, but that's I go on about that, but it's the biggest single problem. I've yet to get anybody from Broadstream Farming, a GMO, so I haven't put enough effort into it to account for themselves. Vincent Finelli, who does he does a program on this, he's back in action now. He nearly died. He was hit with a chemtrail that came very low off of C-130 and nearly killed him. Dr. Bill Deegan has worked with him. He's back in action now. But he has USA Prepares, you know, preparedness. And he's on RBN. I forgot from the time. It's on the archive. And on GCN. But he has been running preparedness seminars for years and years and years. Have you ever come across any of those preparedness seminars up in Washington?
Well, I can't hardly turn around without running into what is known as a prepper. They're very common.
Okay. Right, you are. We're up to the third hour, the first break of the third hour, and we should be back with Brian in a few minutes. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Hey, what's going back again? Break. And we're talking to Brian in Washington about different aspects of small-scale farming and timber processing. Question for you, you'll be able to answer this very rapidly, I would say, Brian. Who owns most of the standing timber in the state of Washington? Is it all state-owned, or is it always a breakdown, commercial operations of that? Like, if you were to go out and try and buy 5 acres of standing timber that was not good for commercial quality, but that you wanted to buy, that you could use, could you do that tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. There's private landowners, you know, a lot of people, rather than invest in the stock market, said, well, if I ever need the money for, you know, my old age or a medical problem or something, I'm going to cut my timber down. So there's lots of 40-acre tracts of timber. It's not a big money maker, particularly right now. The prices are way down. But who owns the big chunk of it is probably the Forest Service. And they are in the timber business. But, you know, when they opened up the railroad across the country, they gave Weyerhaeuser every other section. So 640 acres, that was the contract. So Weyerhaeuser is one tough company for me to compete with to make 2x4s.
Is that owned by the railroad, Jim?
Well, no, I'm saying that was the contract. The family that built the railroad, they contracted, and that was the deal. They get every other section of land. So Weyerhaeuser, but there's another half dozen big timber companies, and they got it dialed in. They're farming trees, and they're doing a real nice job of it. And we live on a saltwater port, so their trucks are in and out of town, going on ships to Asia. And, yeah, that's the story. But, you know, I hope that Jim Lee and Alana and anybody else talking about geoengineering can clear up some of why all these trees are dying off one by one, which is really good for a person like me because I know what a chainsaw is and I do acrobatics in climbing trees and get them down on the ground without smashing stuff. And
you were a horticulture abseiler. I know some guys around here who are abseilers, tree processors. They can abseil down trees and trim a tree, and then very little to take down as the major part of it. You know guys who do that?
Well, no, I do that. Residential logging involves climbing trees.
Very good.
But, you know, I'm not out to be competitive in their line of work because I got to make biochar out of all the material. I just say, well, wait a minute, what's the big rush to make the money? I don't have a chipper and all this overhead. Then you got to have a truck to pull the chipper that has a dump mechanism, and it just kind of metastasizes. And I really want to get Jenna an oversized go-kart that's 4 feet wide, and she can go down goat trails and go pick up material and bring it, you know, either to be chipped with a garden chipper into mulch or turned into biochar or firewood or lumber. And at some point, you know, these hydraulics are getting less expensive, and I don't want her having to grunt and groan all day, every day, when she could burn a little gasoline or diesel. And, you know, she's hell on a triple knuckle machine. You know, you might know them as a grapple, but it's basically three arms with hydraulic cylinders and a swing. And, you know, she took right to it. She could go over to adjacent properties and contract to haul some crap without having to do it with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. So, yeah, that I don't want to compete with Weyerhaeuser for 2x4s. I got other wood needs, and I can get around the coding with the county.
Yep.
Currently,
on your own terms. Okay, we're just at the bottom of the hour break, and then we'll have a longer run of 20 minutes after this break. 50 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Okay, Moon River there. But anyway, we're talking to Brian in Washington about surviving as a small contractor, I suppose, in forestry and small-scale farming and growing. But I'll just read you the story to give you a bit of a break, Brian, about Amish man slapped with 6-year prison sentence for growing and selling his own herbal remedies. Okay?
And right, I'll just go through here.
It says, on the morning of June the 30th, 2017, very recently, a federal judge sentenced an Amish man to 6 years in prison. His crimes making and selling herbal health products that were not adequately labeled. Well, considering they won't allow GMO foods to be labeled, this is a joke, and obstructing a federal agency. According to the Daily Sheeple.com, that reports on these kind of matters, the farmer, one Samuel A. Girard of Bath County, Kentucky, was convicted last March 13 for growing, manufacturing and selling herbal supplements without approval from the U.S. Food and Drugs Administration. Moreover, Girard was also charged for threatening a person who attempted to provide relevant information regarding his illegal activities to a grand jury. Okay. Although he was only recently convicted, Girard first gained the attention of the FDA in 2013 because of the nature of his Bath County business. Girard had been ordered by a federal court in Missouri to stop distributing his products until he allowed the FDA to inspect his operations. Among, well, this is the the pharma industry is behind this, obviously, among many other conditions. When the FDA agents attempted to inspect Girard's family farm, however, they were barred from entering the premises by Girard, G-I-R-O-D, Girard, and others before they were made to leave. Speaking to those gathered in the Kentucky courthouse, Girard, who chose to represent himself, stated that the FDA regulations were not applicable to his products because they were herbal remedies, not drugs. Correct. Girard added that, as a member of the old order of Amish faith, required the approval of the Amish faith, requiring approval of the FDA was a violation of his religious freedom. And it's a related Amish farmer facing 68 years for similar offense. Anyway, I'll get through this quickly. Girard's products include treatments for skin ailments and sinus infections, as stated in the indictment. One particular product, two more gone. Is notable for having a corrosive caustic effect on human skin due to its containing bloodroot extract. Another product by Girard is an extract that he claimed could help cure cancer. Jurors decided that this product, herbal remedy, T-O-M-O-R-G-O-N-E, lacked the appropriate warnings regarding its usage, and that the dosage and manner of use that is recommended in the package is hazardous to his health. Anyway, after serving his time 6 years, Girard will be subjected to 3 years of supervised release, during which Girard must avoid producing and distributing his products. Additionally, Girard must pay a restitution of $14,000 and $1,300 in assessment. Girard's supporters, 75 of whom stood outside the courthouse in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, expressed their disappointment in the ruling. I don't know if this is going to go to appeal, and I'll just finish up this. Speaking to the Kentucky.com, Arizona native Richard Mack, Richard Mack, yeah, reservations about him, called it a national disgrace and an outrage, noting that he used Girard's chickweed healing without any side effects. Anyway, let's see what the final word of this is. Well, this is an ongoing case, but there's been numerous cases of this all over the United States, and like what I hear from Washington State and Oregon is something shocking. But have you come across any similar cases in where you are?
Well, yeah, there was just a ruling up in British Columbia across the Canadian border. Dr. Tim Ball won case involving the hockey stick graph and global warming. That was a decent story. I like hearing, and you know, I like good stories. I call them feel-good stories. And when, you know, Tony Pantelaresco says that there's this book out, and Jenna goes out and buys it, well, essential oils, if you're taking pine trees and cedar trees and you're heating up and steaming big vats of the material and using that oil as healing remedies, they're going to have a tough time clamping down on that kind of behavior. And we have all this heat from the furnaces that we're making biochar, and that's probably the one big thing that is being not utilized, is that heat source. And so, yeah, I just got to get back into doing another different dabble. Or in my case, you know, I get the people that are keeping an eye on me and wondering why I'm having all the fun, they come over and they're quite fascinated with setting up contraptions. It's all laying around anyway or easily available. Somebody wanting me to pick it up and get it out of there. Or like a Jewish fellow once said to me, you know, there's only one thing better than free, that's delivered. Well, if I can get stuff delivered and I just need to fabricate it and put it together, and I'm making cedar and pine oil, because these things are going to be really crucial, because you're not going to be able to rely on anything bought in a store, because it's probably got nanoparticulate and poison in it. So I'm just not really in a we're so screwed come to my We're So Screwed parade. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people showing up. I like success stories. I mean, Skill Cult. He actually will return my emails. He's got a YouTube channel, 40 acres in Northern California, and this guy knows how to talk. I can understand every word he says, and every word is something needing to be said. He's just a huge success story in my mind. You talk about preppers. Yeah, he's saying how to tan leather, how to buy a proper axe or put a new handle on one, how to use an axe. He's given real skills, and he needs a hats off too. But as to the Forest Service and who owns all the timber, if you go on YouTube and type in Matthew Cremona, C-R-E-M-O-N-A, he's back in Minnesota. He's saying, look, I go on Craigslist, free wood. If somebody wants to sell me their tree that cost them a whole bunch of money to take down and it's too big for any chainsaws in these parts anymore, they'll put the ad up on Craigslist and he'll say, oh, this is 3 miles from my house. I think I'll go check it out. Well, he builds a arch trailer that he pulls behind his pickup and by himself. He doesn't even have to bring his sweetheart along. He loads these 5-foot diameter chunks of wood that nobody wants, takes them back to the huge bandsaw that he built himself, makes these great big wide tabletops with figure and crotch figure wood in it, dries it, sells some of it, and takes stuff into his big wood shop, and he builds these incredible pieces of artwork, you know, beds and tables, yep. And he's doing it.
He's a multi-skilled man. There's very few people like that, but I've come across people like that, indeed. But at least he can get hold of wood for nothing. But timber is coming out of the eyes and ears of the United States and Canada, and I'm amazed they never utilized the wood chip. They're drilling raw urban sewerage into the ground in Ontario with specialist machines, and then the Department of Agriculture down there is trying to justify the cost of the machines by continuing to do it, and they're poisoning the land in the process. But that's actually going on in Ontario. I saw that myself. But that's a good story. But you were talking there earlier about the three people, and I am lining them up. I indirectly rang the wrong number the other day. And Alana Freeland, she's a very knowledgeable person, but Alana Freeland, Jim Lee, and Virginia Farver regarding this 5G attack on us, never mind chemtrails and geoengineering. Are chemtrails an issue around you up there?
Yeah, Jenna and I are the neighborhood sky watchers. We very go real. Out and see and point out to people, oh, have a look over there. You know, airplanes are making clouds. So, yeah, it's a huge deal, and we can see the coloring in the sun, in the cloud. There's obviously some geoengineering at work. You can ask David Keith what they're up to, because he'll be glad to explain it to you on a variety of YouTubes. And, yeah, this is a subject I'm aware of, but I think the two before-mentioned people are going to dabble in that. And, you know, I put up a really good 5G link on your Chatango. If people are interested in a little pre-information before they listen to your show, I just put that up, or more accurately, I put Jenna up to it.
Oh, just in your immediate area, are you bothered by cell towers where you actually live yourself?
Well, we get a lot of people that complain they don't get reception out here, and I tell them the reason why you don't is because I live here, or else somebody that really has some clout is pulling some strings. They know that this stuff is damn dangerous, and for some reason, no one has a tower out here. So I don't know why, but it's lucky me.
Sure. Now, on the 20th of July, round about then, that's a Saturday, 22nd, I hope to have Jim Leon and maybe Alan Freeland as well, and maybe Virginia Farver, and we do the entire program on this entire area of chemtrails, geoengineering, and the cell towers, what they're doing to people. So that, we're trying to line that up for about 3 weeks now. Jim Lee's away at the moment. But and you gave me that lead. I'm very grateful to you for that. He's an outstanding guy. His website is stunning, absolutely stunning information. He's put a lifetime of work into that that site, and his knowledge is second to none.
Yeah, well, you're not going to go and thank me without me saying, hell, you had Gary Klein on and Jim at my request. I'm the one very appreciative of your efforts. There's information out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's information out there. I said there is information out there, and it sure is good that you're willing to use your show to, you know, spread some of this kind of stuff around, because it gives me a really good feeling, and especially on your Tatango, some people that are equally concerned and wanting to see that this is not a slam dunk. We are not at the end of the finish line on this one, and the real warriors are going to start standing up every damn day, and that's making a huge difference.
Yeah, the biggest thing is one of the people on this, like he's deceased now, but Bob Chapman was one of the best ever financial experts in the world. He was on RPN for years. He'd worked in every aspect of investments, a very reputable man, never did anybody out of 1 cent, and he was a gold market expert. But he was saying that the collapse that's due, like this $212 trillion of unfunded liabilities for the United States, $212 trillion, but he said the next collapse will be six times worse than 1929. But dependability, you now have to support yourself. 90%, 95% of the population haven't got a clue how to do that. But one of the things that will come into being and be where the money is repairing things and rebuilding things, like having I'm sure you appreciate a commercial sewing machine for sewing tarps and things like that, will be the people who will be able to win out in the end to repair things for people. Because we're living in the disposable society. Well, the last few years of it, actually, because everybody is up to the rise in debt now. And even disposable goods cost money. But do you reckon the repairable society will be the next phase?
Well, on my garage, I tricked Jenna's son Zadi by putting a wood plaque up on the side of the building that says Zadi's Repair. It's still there because the screws I used to put it in, I ground down so you can't take the damn screws out. Dirty trick of mine, but no, I don't think repair is the big focus coming. And you brought it up, the sewage treatment and biochar is, I think, we got to go way back and look at the Terra Preta story. And up on your Chitango, I put a Terra Preta sanitation guy from Germany. We clearly are screwing up. If you take a finite resource like clean water and you flush it down your toilet, the last thing your excreta needs to have mixed with it is water. That's where the potential for pathogens being exposed to humans can happen. We have been screwing up for so long. It's time for clear thinking people to say, hey, you know, we made a mistake, but that doesn't mean we have to go on doing it, having all of this poison go into the waterways. No, who the hell's running this shit show? And it becomes, well, you know, maybe Donald won, but everywhere I look is people Hillary-esque still running this thing that is not, you know, two and two makes four, not three or five. And yet I keep being told, hey, we got it all figured out. It's eco-friendly. It's green. It's sustainable. You know, let's define these words, because none of what you say is accurate. This guy in Germany, he said, you know, when I was in college, I raised my hand, what about all the nutrient in human sewage? Where does it go? And I was told, next question, please.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, hang on to that, and we'll be back after the break in about 2 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the third hour of the Barden Report, such as it is, but we've got a very knowledgeable man, Brian, in Washington. But one last question for you, Brian. Do you know any young people who are studying horticulture or agriculture at college or university? Is that, you know, that left-wing UH university that's close to there, and that professor guy we're talking about, is there any of that going on up there?
Oh, yeah. I had an acquaintance. He was going to start first year, because he, you know, was an aircraft mechanic on an aircraft carrier. And, yeah, part of his, I guess, a GI Bill type situation was he's off to college, but he's getting indoctrinated, not educated, in communitarianism. And
the university,
I watched it. It's sad. He's not going there to learn how to think. It's the exact opposite, to be told what to think. It's easier, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not too impressed. I think hands-on, I tell Jenna all the time, well, why don't you try that and keep track of it? Do your own research. Because with all of what needs to be done, all of those kind of research projects, it ain't happening. Because the people in charge of these schools are so focused on where's the grant money and who's going to hand it to me, and I'll sit here and we'll make some more meetings scheduled to discuss it some more, and nothing is happening. So we're going to have to change the whole shittery, or you can just go out and do your own friggin' thing. You're going to learn a hell of a lot more. Anybody that wants to learn how to do it, there's lots of opportunities, and I wonder why they're not lining up. But I think there's a easier road to hoe somewhere. But I know I'm watching the clock, and I'm getting a request that if you go to the top of your computer screen, since it's not very popular, whatever that URL type-in spot is, www.thebardenreport, all one word, .chatango.com. It has a lot of links to, like, the before-mentioned sanitation. You know, I want to be a charhead, not a shithead, but I'm afraid if what needs to happen is what we're doing with this waste is not working, and we need the nutrient. 10 years in non-agricultural, you could grow trees with the stuff, and after 10 years, you could grow food in it.
Sure, sure. No, I take your word on that. It leads to so many areas, but you know, we're running out of time now. But no, both of you put up a very interesting scenario today, and people don't realize, because again, it's shocking. It's such a beautiful state. We're looking at it here on the website, Washington and the west coast of the United States. But it's polluted with New Age beliefs. Is that a fair assessment?
I couldn't say it better.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Brian and Jenna. And I'll be on the line to you on the phone during the week. And,
very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week. And we'll talk to you then.
Bye now.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.